This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat.
It's the only way you're going to change the future. Trouble the present in righteousness.
I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you're in Minneapolis, 1530 a.m., and you're noticing billboards with the Sons of Liberty all over the place, do take the time to check out our website as well, and we appreciate you taking the time to respond to the billboards in Minneapolis, St. Paul, as to take the time to listen to us today. So welcome aboard. We talk about biblical constitutional issues as far as bringing about resolve to America's issues today, which is long lost, and the problem that we have in this country as we've taken on corrupt politicians, first starting with the corrupt church and taking on their language and their ideas and departing from the Christ, the living God. And we can see the results that it brings about. And it's just not good. So in other words, friends, what we need to do is get back to the Bible, which is the rock upon which our republic rests, said the 7th President of the United States of America. With that said, if you'd like to check us out online, please do sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. My Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1. And folks, if you'd like to jump over to our Facebook, we just released 5 brand new videos yesterday, a couple before that. And folks, we have James Gillette, the guy that worked with Steven Spielberg, editing Jaws Reunion 30. Loves the ministry so much that he takes the time to do our videos on a weekly, bi-weekly basis. That is Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty YouTube. Bradley Dean, double E, Sons of Liberty YouTube. And folks, if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where indeed we do think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. With that said, what we're going to be highlighting for the first hour is the Pope. Once again, folks, this Jesuit it's coming up over and over and over again, contradicting the Bible. Folks, he's advocating that which God condemns in so many different ways. And it's very telling because if we judge him by his fruit, we can see that the message is not from heaven, but rather that from hell. Pope, death penalty is inadmissible because it is an attack on the inviolability and dignity of the person. In other words, the death penalty he is now condemning. And what I want to do is I want to lay to your candor what your thoughts are concerning the 10 most notorious murderers and tell me what your thoughts are. How do you believe that we should bring about resolve? Because I'll tell you what we have failed to do in this country is preach the word of God in action. When you read the book of Deuteronomy 19, verse 13, when someone takes someone else's life, the Bible tells us that I shall not pity him, but thou shalt put away the guilt of innocent blood from Israel, God's children, that it may go well with them. But now what do? We allow a corrupt system, friends, in this country to go ahead and teach the young people to go ahead and break the law three times. And after the third time, that's it. No more leniency. When you say three strikes and you're out, friends, guess what the kids are going to do? The young people are going to do. They're going to go ahead and take a shot at trying their fate, are they not? And at the same hand, what are they doing, friends? They're daring the justice of God. And indeed, those who spit against heaven will surely fall on their own back one way or another. But the fact of the matter is the church in America, as a matter of fact, on a global scale, should be enforcing the commandments of God unto judgment. Read Deuteronomy 4:6, for that is the wisdom in the sight of the nations. And we used to do that in this country. If someone was to murder somebody, we publicly hung them to teach men the fear of God. As a matter of fact, if you go to Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. And isn't it interesting? We're countering what today's Pope, this Jesuit priest, friends, is advocating for. He's saying this is an assault, in other words, friends, against all human dignity to bring about the death penalty. Well, what about abortion? I mean, why don't he take the time to go ahead and condemn abortion? And I think he has in some sense of the word. But the fact of the matter is, let's use a little common sense here. Because once we begin to teach men the fear of God, guess what they're going to do? They're going to depart from lawlessness, iniquity. Because there's consequence to the crime that is committed. I mean, folks, you have a drug problem in this country. You have a murder problem in this country. You have a rape problem in this country. You have a sodomy problem in this country. Well, if you are to enforce the law, friends, because everything that I just highlighted and named, friends, is actually condemned by an American law in every state of our union. And when you begin to stand up and act out in strength of the Constitution and the enumerated laws against the crime, you're going to do, in fact, just exactly what the Scripture teaches us, to teach men the fear of God. When you go to Proverbs 16:6, it says what? It says, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. They're afraid to commit the crime. They're not encouraged to commit the crime the way that the Supreme Court and justices in America are teaching young people and old people alike today, friends. It's their purpose to restrain men from sin, not to teach men how to commit the crime or to encourage the crime or to advocate the crime in so many different ways. When you go to Proverbs 8, verse 13, what does it say? It tells us, friends, that the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way, and the perverted mouth. I hate the froward mouth, Scripture tells us. And when you go to Proverbs 6, what did the Lord say? He hates these six things doth the Lord hate. Seven are an abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. There it is again. A heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, and feet that be swift in running to mischief. He also hates a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren, and let it be known in unrighteousness, not in righteousness. Because keep in mind, Jesus didn't come to bring peace. He came to bring a sword, right? To bring variance. Because there's the children of the devil and there's the children of God. There's the children of the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, and there's the children of the spirit of the flesh. There's the goats, the sheep, the tares, the wheat, folks. He's constantly dividing, and we need to keep that in mind. What I'm going to do is I'm going to come back on the other side, and I'm going to counter this self-proclaimed vicar, mediator between God and man, the Pope. And I'm going to show you what the Word of God says, because it contradicts what the Pope himself is advocating. And I'm going to highlight the 10 notorious last words from murderers who have no fear of consequence whatsoever. How do you teach them? I'll show you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background in rock music gives an instant rapport with his generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I have you for 2 hours today, and we are on hour one in the present. Countering the Pope, the self-proclaimed vicar of Christ himself, basically placing himself in the place of Christ, condemning the Word of God. Attacking the death penalty. In other words, attacking the word. He said it's an attack on dignity. All human dignity. Yes, believe it or not. Here, I want you to listen to this guy. His name was Carl Pazram. He was an American serial killer, rapist, arsonist, and burglar who was hanged on September 5th, 1930. He is known for his confession to his only friend, prison guard Henry Lesser. In graphic detail, Pazram confessed to 22 murders and to have sodomized over 1,000 men and children, even adding, "For all these things, I am not in the least bit sorry." How do you remedy the issue, friends, outside of what the Word of God declares as the remedy? I mean, it's an eye for an eye. It's a tooth for a tooth. The Bible tells us you must show them no pity, but thou shalt put away the guilt of innocent blood from Israel, that it may go well with thee. But what is the self-proclaimed vicar of the day, the Pope, the Jesuit priest? What is he saying? He's condemning God's method. There is no other remedy outside of the Word of God, friends. Was this murderer, was he sorry for what he did? Was this sodomite sorry for what he did when he sodomized over 1,000 men and children? Was he sorry for the murder of 22 individuals? Not at all. Not at all. There's no fear of God whatsoever. Pazram was sentenced to death. He refused to appeal, even threatening to kill members of human rights groups who attempted to appeal on his behalf. When they put the noose around his neck, he allegedly spat in the executioner's face and declared, "I wish the entire human race had one neck, and I had my hands around it." When asked by the executioner if he had any last words, Panzram barked, "Yes, hurried up, you Hoosier, B-A-S-T-A-R-D. I could hang a dozen men while you're screwing around." I mean, this is ludicrous. You know, and by the way, taking you to history, if you look to that of dictators and their regimes, friends, you will find over and over and over again that they're not sorry for their crimes whatsoever. I have shared with you in discernment over and over again, America, in this country, that when you look at certain representatives in this country, they are so calloused that they are going to hell head first, friends. They're not sorry for what they're doing. They're not the type of people, and by the way, bringing it into the same category of which I'm speaking concerning Mr. Panzram, folks, they're not the type of people that you can help. They're the type of people that you must lawfully deal with. I mean, folks, here, let me show you the leniency of what you call the injustice system in America, folks. It's not justice. It's injustice in so many ways, at least that which is highlighted through the CIA-controlled media. I mean, folks, over and over and over again, you see these repeat rapists. You know, they repeat the crime, folks. When they commit the crime, they're thrown in jail, folks. They're almost encouraged to commit the crime so they can be fed three times a day, so they can be educated on your dime, so they can be housed on your dime, only to get out and do the crime all over again, and in many cases, even more heinous than the first crime they committed. That's the leniency of your system. And then when you get a good judge to stand up and do his job, by the way, there's many good judges in place. If it wasn't, we wouldn't be where we're at today in a positive way. But have you ever heard of Maximum John Wood before? Did you know that John Wood hated crime so much to those that broke the law that he would maximize the sentence? He would enforce the law to the fullest extent concerning crime against we the people. That's how much he loved freedom. He loved freedom so much that he tolerated no violation of law whatsoever. And by the way, this is what real Christians understand. If you take a look at the Puritan preachers, if you take a look at the Black Robe Regiment folks, they didn't tolerate crime whatsoever. Have you ever heard of Woody Harrelson before? Woody Harrelson is the actor from Cheers back in the 90s. His dad was a, well, as he called himself, a professional hitman. See, what happened is a bunch of bad guys got busted bringing drugs into Maximum John Wood's arena, his territory, his district, his county, his city, that once the bad guy was busted, they knew who they had to face. And instead of actually manning up and paying for their crimes, they went out and got a hitman, Woody Harrelson's dad, to kill Maximum John Wood. They shot him in the back of the head with a shotgun. See, this is how the good guys in this country are treated today. And by the way, they did the same thing to Christ. They did the same thing to all of the disciples. 11 of the 12 were martyred. And by the way, the spirit of the world has not changed, America, just for the record. The way the world works today is they still persecute the living Christians. Right? They persecute the living ones, but they praise the dead ones for telling you the truth in which you don't want to hear. Right? In so many different cases. So Woody Harrelson has a legacy that his dad is a hitman. Isn't it interesting that many people praise Woody Harrelson as a great, loving kid? What a great actor. He's just a great guy, isn't he? And I know that you're not supposed to lay the sins upon the father for the sins of the child. I understand that. But the fact of the matter is, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree in so many different ways. And you might want to pay attention to what the things that Woody Harrelson advocates in some of his movies, right? Because it's right there. Hey, folks, if you don't have justice, you don't have no one to enforce the laws of the land, and then therefore what you do is you forfeit your liberties. See, because justice guards our liberties. And see, what we're talking about right now, friends, is how the Pope is actually advocating what God condemns. He said the death penalty is inadmissible. It's inadmissible because it is an attack on the inviolability and dignity of the person. Hey, folks, Pope Francis is certainly no saint, by the way, and in fact takes on the title Vicar of Christ, literally Christ's representative or in the place of Christ. He's clearly a socialist. And something that has absolutely nothing in common with the Bible is what he advocates. And now he's attacking the very things, again, the Bible deems as actual justice for a handful of crimes. The death penalty. I mean, having had the Roman Catholic Church Catechism updated to reflect official Catholic teachings, amazing since true Roman Catholics believe these guys actually speak for God, except cathedra, Francis is now backing abolition worldwide of the death penalty in keeping with the changes made in the catechism. But again, the Bible is replete with direction from the Creator to deal in capital punishment in a handful of crimes. But those crimes must either be confessed to or there must be two or three witnesses. The RCC had previously held to the death penalty for several crimes for hundreds of years. However, the new catechism, you know, the Bible says that we're to beware of those that are given to change, by the way. God has not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. He's the Lord God who changes not. Malachi 3:16. He doesn't change. Man changes. Man gets in trouble. Then he returns to the God that he shouldn't have departed from in the first place. But here we go again. History is repeating itself because people have not learned from history. The new catechism for the Roman Catholic Church reads, recourse to the death penalty on the part of legitimate authority following a fair trial was long considered an appropriate response to the gravity of certain crimes as an acceptable, albeit extreme, means of safeguarding the common good. Well, I'll tell you what, then let it be somebody in your family, Mr. Pope, and see how you want to respond. I mean, I have news across the country, friends, where people are getting sick and tired of the injustice system in this country. Now they're beginning to take things into their own hands. Why? Because they're not being delivered justice. They're being delivered injustice. There's a Florida mom, Connie Serbu, who murdered Xavier Sierra for raping her six-year-old daughter. She is now being prosecuted for enforcing the law that God commands. I have another one, friends. Just recently, they found a pedophile, and it's interesting how pedophiles have to receive justice when they get in prison, not before they get in prison. But it's interesting that a pedophile was recently found dead in his cell. He was completely castrated because he was bragging about his crimes against little children. You know, the Bible doesn't even talk about pedophilia, but it does tell us that it's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own necks rather than to offend one of these little ones. Just going back to rape itself, friends, what does the Bible say? That you are supposed to give them the death penalty so it doesn't reoccur to an innocent individual again.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Temperatures well into the 90s, plaguing Lollapalooza on day three of the Chicago Music Festival. An expected 100,000 people sweating it out. Kayla Michelotti has some tips. Hydrate.
Taking lots of breaks. You don't have to see everybody. You don't want to roast in the sun all day. Take some breaks, sit in the shade.
It's even hotter in Spain and Portugal, where the heat wave that's killed at least three people continues. All three suffered heat stroke. Temperatures will reach near 114 degrees in some areas today. March for Our Lives NRA protests in Fairfax, Virginia today. Taking part, Fred Gutenberg, whose 14-year-old daughter Jamie was shot and killed at the Parkland, Florida high school shooting. He promised to help vote out lawmakers who don't enact safety regulations.
The idea that you can walk around and threaten us and put our lives at risk is simply unconscionable, and we will fix this. We will fire the legislators that allow it to happen.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. We got Rod calling from Michigan. How are you, my friend? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, Brad. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. Just kind of lit up on the issues of the day, but outside of that, we're just rocking and rolling, my friend, kicking the hell out and getting the heaven in.
You know, and I appreciate that. I sit back here with my wife every Sabbath day, and we listen to you, and I sit back in the comfort of my chair, Brad. I got a couple points I want to make, and I want to hold you up, let you get back here. But I listen to you, and I think, what a blessed man I am to have you and your family out in the trenches. As I sit here in my chair, I feel guilty sometimes. I don't do this all the time, as you know, but I hope people don't take advantage of you, Bradley, for what you are. You are one of the few people that I know that preach righteousness in this lost nation that's going to the hell in a handbasket. And I just want you to know how much you're appreciated.
Well, I appreciate that, Rod. I mean, what do I say to that? It reminds me, and I think I shared this with a listener not too long ago, but I had a similar call to this, and it was as when a man walked up to John Bunyan. He was the author of Pilgrim's Progress, second to the Bible worldwide. A man of God out of England, and a guy came up to him and said to him how much he really appreciated him and all this other stuff, and you're such a great preacher. And John Bunyan, and I say this with tongue in cheek, but with in all sincerity, thank you for your compliment, but also with spiritual understanding, John Bunyan replied, he said, yeah, the devil already told me that.
Well, that's exactly right. Good point.
You know, but that's it. It's when a man stands up, and you see preachers all day who love, they're a bunch of Pharisees. They love to be praised. Those that are called of God take the praise and they put it where it belongs. Yep. It belongs on Christ, and I know that you know that.
That's right. Oh, I know what 100. That's why we love you, brother. For what your words speak louder than actions. I mean, you get out and do what you do, and I don't know many people that do that. Yeah, Coach Dave and a handful of other folks like you, but hey, you much appreciated, Bradley. On another note, I don't know if the. I'm sure a lot of your listeners know the time and the hour we are in a nation. We have a nation that's just about toast because men do nothing for the most part. And not the Edmund Burke statement. That is true. A good man, you can't be a good man if you don't do nothing.
Right.
Bradley, we have a friend. I talked to Senator Patrick Colbeck yesterday with the sheriff in his office. This man believes that he's going to win the election. I hope that's true. But you know what? The sad thing is, I talked to several people in churches around here, and they don't know who he is. You know why they don't know who he is? They don't want to know who he is. This man will end abortion in the state of Michigan. That's his first priority. And that is enough right there to knock anything else out of the way. This Muslim that's running against him is gaining popularity. He has Bernie Sanders' endorsement, and he is skyrocketing. It's beyond words to me to think that somebody like this could become. He shouldn't even be allowed to be in office.
No.
But if the church was doing its part, we wouldn't have to be talking what we're talking, brother. But I'm
not even close.
Your listeners, anybody in Michigan and other states that you have, I don't know when your primaries are. Ours is Tuesday, August 7th. If you do not vote for Pat Colbeck, the judgment belongs on your hands. The blood will belong on your hands. I promise you that. And you need to get out and get this man in office, Bradley. And I want to thank you for the time you have given that man in the last few weeks. The bottom of my heart.
I wanted to tell you a couple things to what you were saying. I did an event in Michigan, and I found out that when I got to Michigan to do an event, which for some reason or another garnered the attention of your media in that state, which it does quite a bit when we go places, but it was interesting how they wanted to blackball me. And I found that when I was doing my events, it was those that were along with the state-controlled media and the sodomites, literally the sodomites, were those that called themselves Christians. It was the professed preachers and the priests that were advocating what God condemns. That's why if the American people would simply take the time to read their Bible for themselves, they would find out who the real enemies are. And it's those that they listen to every Saturday or Sunday or Wednesday or Thursday.
That's
what they fail to do. They don't take responsibility.
Well, it is. You know, I talk to customers. I try to push this man wherever I can go in righteousness as I go in my job. That's what I'm here. Not for my paycheck. I'm here to push Christ. The point is I tell people this, and I didn't know anything about them. And it's just like they have no interest. These are supposed to be religious people, brother. I guess that's the ones that put Christ on the tree. But, you know, I'll make this quick. I was at an event here 3-4 years ago with a retired sheriff from another county, Mike Rains, his wife, and a couple other people at a township near Lansing where the township was going to ordain you couldn't discriminate against sodomites and lesbians. I'll tell you in a long story short, Bradley, it was me and another person amongst hundreds that stood on this podium in front of the city council and blew the hammer at how that sodomy is evil, is perverse, and so on and forth for us. And I yelled at the crowd. I said, is there any one of you sodomites out there? You know, there was judges there. There was others.
Yeah.
I says, is there anybody that's ever tried to lead you to Christ?
No.
But they passed the ordinance. There were pastors there, Bradley. None of them had enough balls to get on the podium and speak out against it, buddy.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. When you look at that, you'll find out that many of them are sodomites. And furthermore, if you just look to the UK right now, you might want to pay attention to Tommy Robinson, who was just released, because that country is complete. They are literally giving the boot to those Englishmen who did not want to take heed to the Word of God. They were the ones that advocated what God condemned. Now the UK is completely being taken over because they didn't realize that the sodomites were being used to make way for Muslim invasion. And we're seeing the same thing here. That's all you have to do, friends, is go to Canada. That's all you have to do is go to Europe, go to the UK, and look and judge what's going on. They just turned the other cheek, too. And now what are they doing? Yeah. They're trying to figure out why their houses are being given to illegal immigrants. Literally coming into their homes and removing them from their homes. Their kids are being raped. Their wives are being raped. Yeah. And they're still trying to turn the other cheek. It's like, are you people gluttons for punishment? You cannot advocate what God condemns in any sense of the word and expect to be at peace. It's just not going to work. Not here, not anywhere. That's just how it
is. There's no reasoning with the devil, Bradley. If we don't stop this train, folks, listen to Bradley. Listen to him preach. Listen to what he's saying day after day, day after day. He's spot on. Get up. Do something. Stop this tyranny. We will have the same thing in Germany and Canada in 2 years or less. I promise you by my heart, if we don't stop this right now, get up and do something and also help this man stay on the radio. I love you, brother. I'll let you go.
Appreciate you, Rod. Say hi to your lovely wife for us. And you got it. We'll talk to you soon. Okay. Folks, I want to jump over back to what we're talking about as far as the Pope advocating what God condemns. He is saying that it's inadmissible because it is an attack on the inviolability and dignity of the person to actually end their life. But don't think about, friends, the lives that the murderers end. You are raised up in a system in this country, and it's been going on for a long time, and I brought this up several times, but I want you to listen again. You are taught in this country to show more compassion to the criminal than you are for the victims. When you go and watch some dumbed-down movie that's only produced to desensitize you, you are being taught through a system. It's communism is what it is. It's humanism. Okay? You're being taught to show more compassion for the death of an animal than you are for the death of a human being. Don't shout me down and don't tell me what I'm telling you isn't true, because it is true. It is true. Let me get over to another notorious murderer. His name was James D. French, who was executed on August 10th, 1966. He was an American criminal who was the last person to be executed under Oklahoma's death penalty laws prior to Furman and Georgia. He was the only prisoner executed in the United States that year, already in prison for life, but allegedly afraid to commit suicide. French murdered his cellmate. Okay? Apparently to compel the state to kill him. French has been credited with these famous last words before his death by electric chair. How's this for a headline? French fries. This was the last pre-Furman execution by electric chair before John Speltnik was electrocuted in 1979 in Florida. Did it sound like he was afraid to die? Number one. And number two, did it sound like he had a fear of law in this country? No way. Matter of fact, he had to teach those people that called themselves the authorities in the correctional institutions what God really meant by saying that he wanted to be executed. So what he did is he killed another man in prison so the government would do its job. I mean, this is craziness. And we see this all day long. What would happen if a God-fearing administration actually televised the next person that took another man's life or another woman's life through a public hanging or a public execution? That would teach the country that government means what it says in this country. Because I'll tell you what, regardless of man executes God's laws or not unto judgment, you can rest assured in the spirit, it is perpetual. His law is always at work. He's going to get you one way or another, because man has not learned that God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. God is always at work, but it is for the church to stand up and do his biddings, because they're commandments, not suggestions. You know, it was interesting. Rod from Michigan just called. Did you know that what the preachers and the judges that are passing unlawful ordinances in Michigan right now, did you know that while they're advocating homosexuality and sodomy, did you know that every state in our Union, America, that it is a felony to commit the act of sodomy in the United States of America? It still is, and it always will be.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. We got hour two coming up in just 15 minutes here. Talking about how the Pope is running in contrast to the Word of God. Again, he's been doing this. Popes, since the beginning of time, friends, have been doing this. And see, if people, like Rod was talking about, and myself were talking about, if they would read their Bibles themselves, they would know who's doing the lying. And people, what they do is they hide behind their pastors, they hide behind their priests, their spiritual overseers. That's what they do. As if to suggest they're going to pull them into heaven for them. No, that's not how it works. They're not the mediator Christ is. Okay, they're there to feed the flock. That's it, period. Read Ephesians 4:11 when you get a moment. The Pope said that the death penalty is inadmissible because it is an attack on the inviolability and dignity of the person. Really. Now keep in mind, again, what they're doing is they're pulling away the enforcement of law because soft judges produce hardened criminals. What they do want is they want a reproduction of hardened criminals just like themselves to an attempt to justify themselves before God. They want to take as many people to hell with them is what they want. And they're literally, what they're doing is by removing the law, friends, they're literally making a prey of the innocent. And that's exactly what's being advocated right here. When you look at, we have a judge, his name is James Dean. I talked about this earlier this week. He's over in Cambridge, Minnesota. And this guy, we've had him on the radio before. He's a cool guy, great guy, good government friend. Stand with him 100%. But it was interesting, we had him on the radio and we talked about how we appreciated his position in enforcing the laws. Because he didn't tolerate drinking and driving whatsoever in his county. So guess what those people that wanted to drink and drive did when it came to it's time to party? Well, they stayed away from his county because the judge loved his citizenry. First he loved God, then he loved, friends, his citizenry, the people. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments, okay? They're in his love. And also read Romans 5:5 and 1 John when you get a moment. The whole book is one of my favorites. But it's interesting to note that he didn't tolerate crime. And the partiers stay away. From those that don't understand, know, they know enough not to meddle in his county and subject his innocent citizenry to a bunch of people that wanted to play games with their lives. And, you know, when I was doing high school assemblies on a massive scale yearly, the way they teach the kids, and I just seen some posters just recently talking about the enforcement of law and zero tolerance for crime. It was interesting to note that what they would do is when you'd go into the school, they'd have a car where kids got killed partying in front of the school. Instead of enforcing the law against their crime, they wanted to scare the kids away. But at the same time, they're promoting the party every step of the way. I did one school, case in point, and I noticed on the wall a poster of a kid who was killed drinking and driving in a body bag. They put a poster of a kid with a toe wrap on so you could identify the body to scare the kids away from drinking and driving. That's not what they were doing at all. The ignorant may, in their ignorance, been advocating righteousness. Well, they did it unscripturally. And I get their point. I'm not condemning them, but I am telling them to educate themselves because people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. But I want you to listen to this because I noticed on the wall a poster of the kid who was killed drinking and driving in a body bag with a toe wrap on so you could identify the body. And on this poster, you know what it said, friends? It said, this year 7,514 kids will not be drinking and driving. Why? Because they've been killed. Well, wait a second. That's somebody's kids. So what are they doing? They're magnifying again the crime rather than the law against the crime. In Burnsville, Minnesota, we walked into this high school, 3,500 kids. They had posters plastered everywhere, and on these particular posters it said, if you can't party responsibly, don't party at all. Wait a second. Why the power of suggestion? You can't drink and drive in the state of Minnesota until you're 21 years old. See, in Minnesota here, what they do is they teach them that when you grow in grace, you can do things God condemned. When you're older, you can't do them when you're younger. I mean, you want to talk about being backwards, friends? That is backwards. It's upside down. But again, if you can't party responsibly, don't party at all. Wait a second. What about those 7,514 kids? Who cares about them? As long as the alcohol companies are making money, that's all that matters. And folks, I got a question for you. I don't care if I'm sitting in a restaurant, there's a bar. I don't care if I'm looking up at the television, there's an advertisement for drink, alcohol, somehow, one way or another. You walk by or are passing in a movie, what does it promote? Sex, drugs, alcohol, and everything that you shouldn't be doing today. That's not the way it used to be in this country. So again, they're actually alluring young people and alluring people to commit the crime because it makes a lot of money for the bureaucracies. Correctional facilities in this country make $64 billion a year. Shame on us. Shame on us. You know, in 1919 to 1933, it was illegal to drink alcohol. Just think about that. Did you know that according to Mothers Against Drunk Driving, 12,998 people died in 2007? Because there are people that don't understand, don't drink and drive, but they do it anyways because they know that they're going to be treated well in prison. They know that they're going to be treated well. They know that they're going to get their hands slapped. And they're going to spend $10,000 to $15,000 on attorney's fees and paying the county because that's what it's all about, friends, is money. It's not about life. If it was, they wouldn't tolerate the crime in the first place. There was a man in California who was busted 18 times for drinking and driving, just to prove my point. His sentence given by the judge was to move closer to the liquor store. Now, again, keep in mind those 12,000 people, according to Mothers Against Drunk Driving, that were killed on the streets. Just think about that. 12,998 people died because the government doesn't teach the fear of God. That's their purpose. Their purpose is to, again, restrain sin. Their purpose is to make reference to God's moral, Mosaic institution and condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous. And just think about this, friends. When they're thrown in prison, you're paying for it. Every step of the way, America, you, the worker, are paying for it. We're paying for all of this. We're paying for all of it. And there should be law and order, not lawlessness. Now, on the other hand, if you go into El Salvador, you're put in front of a firing squad the very first offense. The very first offense. The very first offense. Why? Because life is precious. They don't tolerate crime. Let's go back to one of these notorious murders, just to show you, again, that these people have no fear of God, and if you let them out, they do it again. Prisoners on America's death row are traditionally avowed anything that would like to eat for their last meal before they are executed. One inmate took this right very seriously. Now, just think about that. Those that have murdered other people are given rights. No, when they commit a crime, friends, they lost their right. They forfeited their rights. They don't have any rights. But Thomas Grasso was executed in 1995 for using a Christmas tree light to strangle an 85-year-old woman. His bizarre last meal request was for 24 steamed mussels, 24 steamed clams, flavored by a wedge of lemon, he asked, a double cheeseburger from Burger King, a half dozen barbecued spare ribs, 2 strawberry milkshakes, 1/2 of a pumpkin pie with whipped cream, diced strawberries, and a 16-ounce can of SpaghettiOs with meatballs served at room temperature. You know what his last words were, friends? Now, I just want you again to think about the fact that he killed an innocent woman. His last words were, I didn't get my SpaghettiOs. I got spaghetti. I want the press to know. And we know because the press took the time to share with us. How backwards can a people be? The death penalty was prescribed in the Old Testament in the following passages. Murder, Exodus 21, verse 12 through 14. Leviticus 24, 17 through 21. Attacking or cursing a parent, Exodus 21, 15 through 17. Disobedience to parents, Deuteronomy 21, 18 through 21. Kidnapping, Exodus 21, verse 16. Failure to confine a dangerous animal resulting in death, Exodus 21, 28 through 29. Laws to what? Protect life. Witchcraft and sorcery, Exodus 22, verse 18. Leviticus 20, verse 27. Deuteronomy 13, verse 5. 1 Samuel 28, verse 9. Human sacrifice, Leviticus 20, 2 through 5. Bestiality, sex with an animal, Exodus 22, verse 19, Leviticus 20, verse 16. Folks, we have all of the answers that we need in the Word of God, but we have to do what He commands us to do. We got hour two coming up on the other side, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. killinguncleSamBook.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.